Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Your sleep, it matters. You want to be well and rested so you don't get whatever's going around. You know, these sleep number beds are awesome. I love my sleep number bed. Half of America make New Year's resolutions, but only about 8% succeed with their goals for even half the year. The best way to keep you on track is to get the sleep that you need so you're rested, so you can work out more, so you can eat right, so you can do whatever you want to do. It all starts with sleep. I love my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 91. You deserve the best sleep of your life with the Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology. Right now, save $300 on an affordable, adjustable Queen C4 mattress. You're going to love this. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it on the Bobby Bones Show. And they're going to be like, oh, that's cool. And I'm going to treat you nicer. You're going to love it.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man. Good morning. I'm happy it's Friday. It's been a fun week. Good morning, studio!
Good morning!
Man, this story made me laugh, and we don't really have toll roads here, but a lot of major cities have toll roads, and it pays for their road structure and infrastructure. But there's this truck driver who was arrested because he had over $1 million in unpaid tolls.
How? A million?
Yeah.
A New Jersey business owner in big trouble, accused of racking up more than $1 million in unpaid tolls. State police arrested this man, 34-year-old Lester Morales, for running his company, Do It Right Trucking, with a delinquent EZPass account. The company apparently wasn't doing anything right for at least 13 months. It's located in Jersey City. The business allegedly had about 100 trucks going through tolls more than 100 times a day. Well, Morales was nabbed at Newark Airport as he was trying to board a flight to Aruba.
Yeah, $1 million and just not paying through the little toll booth.
Dang.
And again, wow. We don't have tolls here, so I don't know that pain. But up in like New York, New Jersey, the major cities, like our listeners in D.C. Yeah, Eddie.
When I was in college, I had my parents' car that I was using, and I went through tolls, not a lot, but my parents never knew that I was going through tolls, so they never did anything with the bills when they got it at home. So by the time they opened one up, I owed like $250 on like maybe going through two or three tolls.
Oh, because of all the pay.
Fines.
Yeah. We have a buddy who was going through tolls, and he didn't pay, and he racked up $8,000.
Yeah,
crazy.
And he was like, I'm not going to pay it. And they're like, yes, and they settled. Mm-hmm. And he ended up paying like $2,000 because they knew it was better to get that $2,000
right.
than to get nothing.
Right.
So, but...
But millions?
That guy hit seven. That's got to be a record.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A video of 11-year-old Luke crying during his fourth grade graduation just won $10,000 on America's Funniest Videos. So Luke decided to donate all the money to charity named Equinox. Equinox provides 10,000 meals to the less fortunate in New York where he lives.
Oh, wow.
So he won the money and then said, I'm good, let's donate it. At 11. Think of all the video games you could buy at 11. And he was like, I'm good. That's cool. Awesome. Luke, I see you, buddy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. Today is the presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States to take the oath at 12 Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Also in D.C., anti-Trump protesters had to be pepper sprayed last night. Police and riot gear were on hand. Arrests were made, but for the most part, it didn't get too out of hand. And finally, El Chapo has arrived in the United States. He's Mexico's most notorious cartel kingpin who escaped prison. He will face drug trafficking and other charges.
This is the Bobby Bones.
What'd you do last night?
Nash Chat.
Oh, yeah.
Nashville After Show.
Amy hosts a show on CMT's Facebook page. And it's Facebook Live, but it's actually like a real TV. I mean, TV is such a weird thing because it's not really TV anymore.
I know, but there's like a whole production crew.
Yes, it's like a TV
legit.
Show.
Yeah.
And so who came by last night?
Jonathan Jackson. He's Avery on the show.
Okay.
And it was super cool to meet him. His character is just totally like shining this season. Like he has a big role and it was cool to meet him. He's super nice.
Do you feel like you're kind of getting into the groove?
Hosting? I need a few more.
I mean, you all need 10,
okay,
20,
sure,
30.
Yeah. I need 30 more.
If you do this for 3 years, you'll look back and go, oh, it was terrible. And you do it 3 more years, you're like, oh, it was terrible. Just
because. Hey, well, last night was my third time, and I'm like, oh, man,
so you gotta be getting more comfortable. But I feel like that if I listen to a show from a year ago, a radio show, I'm like, oh, look how terrible. It's you just always get better at stuff.
Well, I feel like when they picked me for the job, they clearly vetted me, so they knew what they were getting into.
You mean?
Like, I'm not really a professional
host.
Talker.
And neither am I. I'm not a professional host either. So when I get picked to host stuff, like I don't read prompter.
Mm-hmm.
And all those guys, like, you know, the Mario Lopez's of the world, and even Ryan a lot, Seacrest, they read prompter and they're really good at it. I'm not. Like you, we just talk like normal humans and we don't really speak that well.
Mm-hmm, nope.
So it's kind of like, here we are.
I'm used to being on radio where nobody sees me or my hand gestures. And now those hand gestures are being filmed and I do awkward things like dinosaur hands.
I need
to work on that big time. What did you do last night?
Well, I did some hot yoga.
Oh, nice.
Evening-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay's gone. It's the first night that, because Lindsay's kind of been living with me temporarily till she moves into her new place.
Right.
First night that she's been gone because she's out on the road now playing shows. And so, you know, it was weird because 10 days in a row she's been there. But she found like huge cockroaches at the place she's moving into.
No.
I know. And now she's worried like, is it infested or is it just a couple of cockroaches? So while she's gone there, people are coming in to spray.
Yeah, take care of that.
And I mean, I hope that they can get like
yeah
it's
they'll
time for her
it.
To go to, like the it's just
what it's time for what
nothing
are it's, you saying you started, like
no I'm just kidding it was
sounds like you missed her last night.
Yeah, I did. It was weird not having her around because she'd been around for so long. So yeah,
and clearly she couldn't wake up to make you breakfast this morning.
That's true too. And I told her, I was like, you don't have to make me breakfast. She was like, I enjoy waking up and making breakfast. I wake up and start working immediately. I don't know if I believe that she enjoys making me breakfast, but who am I to stop her if she does enjoy it? Like, who am I to keep someone's happiness from happening?
I know. You shouldn't. You should never interfere with that.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, tell me something good time. All about positivity right now.
Tell me something good.
So, 2 months ago, 75-year-old Eloise, they were planning funeral arrangements. Today, she's going back home. They took her off the ventilator. She woke up.
Oh,
it's a miracle.
Wow.
I'm just telling you guys, if you ever take me off the ventilator, I will haunt you. If I wake up, I'm going to be mad. And two, if I die, I will haunt you.
Who's your medical power of attorney?
Doesn't matter. Ray, you want to be? Keep me on, bud.
All right.
She lived.
Okay, well, I just want to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
Let me live.
Okay.
Freeze me. All right, Amy, you're up.
Well, there was a puppy that was in a house fire and it survived but had horrible injuries. Well, after months of treatment and care, because the puppy was only 2 months old when the fire happened, she reunited with the firefighters that saved her this week. And then the Humane Society, she's finally healthy enough to be taken in there and they're adopting her out to a loving family. The family survived the house fire as well. They're just not in a place where they can care for the dog anymore.
Oh, Lunchbox.
Macy is a 12-week-old puppy and started coughing, wasn't feeling good, so the owner rushed it to the vet, couldn't figure it out. Take an x-ray, the puppy had swallowed an 8-inch knife.
Wow.
Straight down the belly, and they said luckily the dog swallowed it handle first.
Wow.
So they were able to operate and take the knife out.
Holy cow. There you go. There's your good news. The Bobby Bones Show. Just a friendly reminder, a public service announcement that Valentine's Day is coming up. Mm. I mean, we're talking about, it's January 20th. Oh, yeah,
it's less than a month away, people.
So, if you're going to get a reservation at a decent hour, at a decent place, you've got to almost do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you're going to end up with a 10:30 reservation or a 4:30 p.m. reservation. And by the way, for me, 4:30 is perfect. But for most people,
it's not going to work.
And also, because I was reading a story about how women don't like Valentine's Day as much anymore. Okay, that's fine to read that on the news. Just, it's not worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth the risk of being like, you know, I didn't figure you liked it as much.
Yeah, I read it. You can't take a headline from the news and just assume that your girl's okay with that.
Ray handed me this. 41% of women don't want to do anything for Valentine's Day. Okay, I believe about 2% of that.
Because they do want a little something for sure.
It's like, don't do anything for my birthday, but if you don't do anything...
Yeah, feelings are going to be hurt.
That's not even a female thing on the birthday thing. If anyone's like, you know, I want to do something.
Okay.
But Valentine's Day is not about the men.
No.
It is really a female. As a female, do a little something. Give them a little knick-knack.
Yeah, acknowledge.
Like, I expect my girlfriend will give me a little knick-knack.
Oh, she for sure will.
She'll be on the road, though.
Oh.
Like, she's playing shows on Valentine's Day.
So you don't even have to make a reservation.
Not on that night. I like doing things like this.
That's so true. It's probably one of your favorite
like
holidays.
I'm upset that she's gone because dang, like the ice sculpture is gonna melt.
Wait, so you're gonna celebrate Valentine's Day just on a random day?
Don't worry about what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Might celebrate it Monday. Might celebrate it the weekend after.
Okay.
Who knows? But just don't forget. Everybody, just public service announcement is coming up. So guys, if you're listening, heads up. And don't forget, or it will be held against you.
Mm-hmm. In the court of law.
Yeah. Of love. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Palm Beach, Florida. A woman walked into a T-Mobile store because she had a crack on her iPhone screen. And she said, I need you to replace this. It's my birthday. And they said, ma'am, you don't have a warranty. We can't do that. She said, fine. Went out, got in her car, and drove right through the front door.
What?
Never mind. You shouldn't do that.
Crashed her car right into the T-Mobile store. There it is.
And nobody was hurt.
No one was hurt, but she was arrested.
What's wrong?
She get a new phone? Did she show them or what?
No, but it was her birthday, so she went to jail.
Man.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Lauren Elena is here. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
The first thing Lauren says, and she comes in this trench coat, and she takes her coat off because we're inside, and it's nice and warm. And you look fantastic, by the way. You're like you came in today like really dressed up nicely.
Yeah, you're not used to seeing me like that, huh?
It's not that. It's just that your tone with us immediately went sour. We said nothing, and you went, well, I didn't dress like this for you guys.
No.
Okay, figure out what you're going to say.
No, who complimented my outfit?
Probably everybody, because you look great.
And they were like, hot. Lunchbox was like, do you just dress like that every day now? And I was like, I didn't dress like this for you.
Dang, you guys.
That's the sour part. But I was joking. It's just my tone sometimes sounds meaner than I mean it to. And people get upset.
It's just sass.
Well, I think for me, as I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years, and I would say we're friends. I don't have a lot of friend. I would say we're friends. We actually have hung out in extra time. But for like us, it's to see how excited you are now with everything that's happening, because you're someone who had, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, like a lot of failures musically.
Yeah, oh my Lord, yes.
Like I think, how many songs did you put out that would you say it failed? Was it six? Five,
yeah. The sixth one was Road Less Traveled.
So you had five failed singles in a row,
mm-hmm.
and you just kept churning.
Well, I was 16 when I got my record deal. I had no idea what I wanted to say as an artist. I was not prepared. If I had been like super famous and had a lot of success, I don't know how I would have handled it. And now I'm like more appreciative of everything that happens that's good. When I get a phone call and something good happens, I like freak out. When I found out I was in the top 15, I cried in the middle of a store in Gatlinburg for like 10 minutes. People were like coming up and seeing if I was okay, but I was so excited. I was like, I jumped up and down. They probably thought I was psycho because I jumped up and down and screamed. And then I cried for like a long time and called my parents on FaceTime and told them. But I don't know if I would have reacted that way if my first single had done that. So I'm kind of glad in a weird way.
Yeah, I've often compared Oprah to Queen Elizabeth. I'd rather be Oprah, who went through a lot of struggle and could appreciate it, than Queen Elizabeth, who has always had it and probably doesn't understand exactly what she has. So you're the Oprah.
Oh, I'm Oprah.
You're Oprah. Road Less Travel comes out.
My grandmother would love that you just said that.
It comes out in a week, January 27th, which is next Friday. So you can hang out for a minute?
Yeah.
We're going to do something called a time machine interview in just a second.
Okay.
Do you know what this is at all?
Nope.
Perfect. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, Lauren Elena is here. So this is what a time machine interview is. So artists will come in, and we take it back to when they first went out to radio, their very first ever time. So okay. You had to be 16 or 17 years old. And you're putting yourself back in that mind frame.
Okay.
Like, I know nothing about you. You know nothing about anything. So we're basically, what year are we right now?
2011.
Yeah. So we're at 2011 right now. Ready? Uh-huh. Everybody, and scene. All right. In is the girl from American Idol. Hey, it's Lauren Elena.
Hi.
How are you? I bet your life has changed a lot, huh?
Yeah. It has.
Yeah. So how was the show? I mean, like, you got to work with some cool people like Steven Tyler.
Oh, it was so awesome. I can't even do it.
Nothing changed, Lauren. Like, it really...
I can't do it.
That's the exact same accent.
I love him, and my mom and dad got to see it, and that was so cool, and then I got to sing with Carrie Underwood.
So
I'm kind of a big deal.
At home, did everybody freak out at home?
Yes, I'm so famous in Rossville.
So did you stay in contact with everyone at home? Were you able to kind of see what was going on around home while you were doing the show or no?
Yeah, I did. I FaceTimed with I Skyped a lot.
The technology has changed. this is a tough one.
Dang it. I think I Skyped. I Skyped with my friends and I got to go home when I was in top three and see my family, and that was awesome because I got to see everybody.
So now that that's over and you have your first song that's going to be at radio, tell us about this song.
My first single is Like My Mother Does. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about my mom.
Yeah.
My mom's great.
So you expect the song to really do well? Like, you feel like...
No, I don't think it's going to do that well. I think it's gonna like break top 50, maybe.
All right.
Are you psychic?
Scene. All right, Lauren Elena, we tried. We gave it a good run.
I was horrible at that.
You were. That's okay though. You were still you though. You on your Instagrams, you pun a lot.
I love it.
Do you do your own puns?
Yes, I do.
It's a talent.
I have fans now come up to me and ask me like when we take a picture. They want me to make a pun for the picture on the spot, and I'm like, whew, I've got to put my thinking cap on. So far, so good. I haven't, like, failed one yet, so we'll see, I guess. But I love it.
The tour kicks off February 2nd in St. Louis. The album comes out next week, January 27th. So next Friday, you can get the album, Road Less Traveled. The song is doing fantastic, continues to climb. I'm really proud for you. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Things are good. It's good. Things are really good.
Tell me something good. Lauren Elena's here. Just kidding.
Oh, you wanted to do your own, which was You're Here. And we interrupted you by doing the music. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Sorry.
Do it again.
You guys can do your part and then I'll say
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Tell me something good.
Wow.
Lauren Elena's here. Oh, it wasn't as good the second time, guys.
Okay. Lauren Elena. If you could only have one TV channel, and that's it, you gotta watch it all the time, what's your one channel that you keep?
Easy Bravo.
Because?
That's the only channel I memorized, so I figure that's the one I love. 237. Real Housewives, Below Deck.
Like, what? Below Deck.
Oh, that's terrible.
What is that?
Oh, it's terrible. It's like a...
like a submarine?
No, no, no. They work on this yacht. It's basically like if people were to work in a house and whatever, but they're out at sea and they have different clients that come in on the yacht and it follows the crew and the team and the different guests that come in.
And you watch this. Of all the... Listen, no offense. I'm not being a hater. I'm not educated in Bravo as much.
Yeah. But think about it. Every Real Housewives known to man that's on there.
No, no, no. I'm not even disagreeing with your choice. But I'm talking about this.
Below Deck?
Yeah, Below My Deck show. Of all the great television that's out there. Like of all the wonderfully original Netflix shows.
Yeah. And then they just started Summer House.
Yeah,
what's that? Man, they really got you with Vanderpump Rules.
Oh,
they kind of rolled right into Summer House. It's these people that live in New York. They work in the city by day. Or on the week, and then come the weekend, they hit the Hamptons or wherever for their beach house, and I don't know. It's all really lame, bad stuff, but I mean, I'm entertained by it, and there's so many options. Plus, Bravo plays movies, too, so I pick Bravo.
And I'm glad you do. I just have never heard of these shows.
I can't believe you've never heard of Below Deck. Everybody knows what Below Deck is.
Really? Who's heard of Below Deck?
You don't have to watch it, but if you've heard of it.
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
What?
Lunchbox, your one channel.
It's easy. Three letters. M-T-V.
We're so cultured.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, like,
we're such a high-level show. You get no more cerebral than this radio show. Go ahead.
I mean, how could you live without Real World, The Challenge, Teen Mom, Teen Mom 2, Are You the One? They also play movies sometimes on MTV.
Shout out.
So what else do you need?
Mine is no better.
What is it, C-SPAN?
No, of course not. It's TBS.
Okay, that's quality.
No, it's really not because it's just Friends reruns all day. It's Friends
and
reruns and King of Queens and Big Bang Theory. Like, it's just reruns of sitcoms if I had to pick a channel. So, again, mine is no better. I've just never heard of those shows.
Dang, you should check out Below Deck.
And I watch Netflix probably more than anything else.
Yeah, but is that a channel now?
No, that doesn't count. That's why I didn't pick it. Because if it was, I'd pick Netflix channel.
We do.
I did finish watching. I watched the last episode of season 3 of The Office. Because I'm rewatching the entire thing when Lindsay and I are. And so we watched it together. She was in Iowa. Was it in Iowa? So I'm doing all like 9 of those seasons again. So I did that last night. I would watch that channel. But... I don't know Below Deck. Maybe I should not check it out.
Nah, he'd probably hate it.
Eddie, what would you watch?
I'm going to be selfless. I would just do Nick Jr. or something for my kids.
Keep the kids entertained?
Exactly.
Do they like Nick Jr. better than...
Well, the little one watches more cartoons than the older one, so Nick Jr. is like his channel.
Okay,
and he's the one that we need to kind of keep busy so we can do stuff around the house.
Because he's the rowdy one or because he's the young one?
Because he's the young one and he needs attention all the time. The other one can go do stuff outside and whatever.
Will he sit and just be babysat by the TV?
We can let him watch TV all day if we wanted that. And sometimes we do.
Yeah. So the 3-year-old can be babysat by the TV and he's cool.
Totally. Nick Jr. all the way.
Ray, what channel would you pick?
One, two. I gotta go ESPN.
I figured. You have to gamble, right?
I'll watch SportsCenter.
Yeah. That'd probably be my second. Yesterday, I picked up and shared with you guys my 5 most influential albums. And these are albums all that had to come out before you were, like, in junior high. You know, junior high is, like, the latest you can do. So mine were Garth and the Johnny Cash Live album because of my grandma and Sheryl Crow and Beastie Boys. You know, it was that kind of stuff. You can see it on Instagram, but today's Amy's Day. So I'm looking for the 5 most influential albums. Same rules in effect here. Like, it's got teenage years, cap it off. Like, okay. This has got to be the music that kind of created your love for music.
Yeah.
All right, your albums are?
George Strait, Straight from the Heart.
All right.
Amarillo by morning.
This is my favorite song of all time, so.
This is your favorite song of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, you second guessed it though.
No, I mean, I was because you were like, of all time, but I feel like anytime you've ever asked me for a favorite song, I've given you Amarillo by Morning.
Huh.
Listen. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free.
A serious question.
Yes.
Have you been taking singing lessons?
No.
Wow.
But...
did you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Wow.
Awesome.
All right.
Amarillo by Morning.
All right. There's your first album. Number two.
George Strait, Blue Clear Sky.
I get carried away by the look, by the light.
This CD got played so much in my 1986 Bronco with the windows down. This particular song. I always get emotional hearing it. Turn it up.
Now sing with it.
Okay.
I get carried away by the matters.
Oh, where are we?
Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away.
You know they're bringing the Bronco back, by the way? They're going to make new Broncos.
They are?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I gotta find my old Bronco. I want mine, the one I had. Who has it now? I need it.
But what year was it?
1986.
Okay,
so Bronco,
a lot of two. A lot of people have it.
Yeah. Full size
that
Bronco.
That thing's broken up into many parts.
Mm, if it's out there, man, all I need is the VIN number, right?
Yeah, do you have that laying around? Like when we got robbed, and they were like, "Hey, what's the serial number to your computer?" I was like, "I don't know."
Well, like, listeners know how to find things. Let me know how I find my car. I want it.
You don't want. That's why you get LifeLock, because people can't find your car stuff.
Oh, never mind.
All right, what else you got? Albums that created you?
Yeah, Tupac Greatest Hits.
It's a Bronco driving song.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
This is more in nighttime.
Oh, nighttime Bronco. It's like the road signs. When in the daytime you drive and it's the white sign, and nighttime it was the black sign.
Yeah.
The speed limit signs.
Yeah, like George Strait during the day,
yeah.
Tupac by night.
Yeah. Dang. You're like Batman of music. So you got two George Straits and a Tupac. What else you got?
So this is an album I spent a lot of time in my room with the door closed, probably mad at my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it. What? Sorry. That one's different. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
Well, they both fit.
True.
And this was the order I have up here.
Just like rain.
That's a good record. I mean, the whole CD was awesome.
Yeah.
Had so many hits on it.
And some of it, I didn't understand what she was saying with my young mind, and I'm so glad I didn't.
You know, I don't understand with my young mind what some of the pop songs mean now, too. Like Cake by the Ocean. Like, I was like, that cake sounds good. Don't go reading into it.
But later, as an adult, I'm like, my mom let me listen to that in my room.
But again, we didn't know any better.
I know.
Like, I hear that Ariana Grande Side to Side song, and I'm like, oh, now don't look into why that song
was. But Alanis, for whatever reason, that was like my angry phase or something. And then this one, oh, this just takes me back. Jam, Dixie Chicks, the whole album, Wide Open Space.
Boy, how...
And that's me in a nutshell.
How awesome were they? Like, they were shot out of a cannon. Like, it was like, boom, look how great they are.
Yeah.
And we were like, whew. I mean, that was one of those rare things in our life where it was like, here they are, boom, they're fantastic. And it just was just there and just lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, cool. That's good. So you have George Strait, Dixie Chicks, Alanis, and Tupac.
Yep.
I think that's pretty common with the music of people's lives now.
Yeah, I'm well rounded.
I think the first rule about saying you're well-rounded is not saying you're well-rounded. It's that other people should. You are well-rounded.
I'm sort of joking because I have two George Strait albums.
Over to you for the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So Dierks Bentley sat in an ice bath for 15 minutes before his concert last night in Ohio. He did it to clear his brain and strengthen his immune system.
I used to have to take ice baths when I played ball. We'd finish and you'd have to get in the ice.
I mean, I get that.
It's terrible. No, I can't imagine 15 minutes. I couldn't get anything for 5 minutes.
I did one after my marathon and I think I lasted like 2 minutes. But he just did it pre-concert strengthen his immune system? That like gets him pumped up to go on stage?
I don't know. I spread that to it. Maybe it's something he's doing.
It's like a new thing.
I can't even take a cold shower. Like, a cold shower is miserable.
Oh, I do that some mornings. Supposed to be great for you. So I set a timer and I do it for 2 minutes.
I take a vitamin B12 pill. About all I got. What else?
Kelsey Ballerini is taking a 2-week break from social media. She announced it on Instagram. She says she wants to use the time to dive into her creative side so that she can write and finish her next record.
I'm a tweeter, and if she doesn't tweet back, she shall be punished.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
We'll test out her. She's going to come to the house next week and do a Bobbycast. Mm. So I guess she will not be retweeting me when I say, hey, check out the Bobbycast. If you guys want to be part of the show, 877-77-BOBBY. That's the phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. Don't forget, tomorrow our iHeart Country Festival tickets go on sale. I hope you come to Austin on May 6th, but they go on sale tomorrow. It's Al Dean and Little Big Town and Dierks Bentley and Rascal Flatts and even the Raging Idiots, and we have a huge special surprise. But that's all tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Bobby Bones.
I'm not a big fan of zoos because to me it's animal jail. And this toddler is me because she realizes that it's animal jail.
I haven't seen animals and I look around. That's not why. That's a giant. That's
a giant. That's a giant. That's
Ollie. They're not being naughty.
No. They're not being naughty. They're just being animals.
Well, they just want to get out.
She's like, that's a jail. Goodness. That's a jail.
Yeah. They're not being naughty.
No. And naughty animals go and people go to jail. Not good animals.
Let's go.
It poured at my house all day yesterday, and so I have to let my dog go outside. What I try to do is I let him go out, and he does not like going out in the rain. And then I have to catch him when he comes in, because if I don't catch him in time, he tracks the entire carpet, because my downstairs is carpet. That little booger slipped right through, and there's mud tracks all downstairs. And then he runs upstairs and he jumped on my bed.
I
have a white comforter.
Instagram.
It's all muddy. I put it on my Snapchat too. I mean, he'd be a terrible criminal. Mm. He's like one of those bonehead stories where they rob and there are snow prints everywhere and they just follow him to their house. So I have to go rent a small carpet cleaner today and go and carpet clean all the mud off all my carpet. Mm. So, and I catch him usually and I take a towel and I wipe the bottom of his feet down, all four of them. He hates it. But it just poured yesterday, and the benefit is I have a backyard now.
Yeah.
That moved from downtown. The not good thing is I have a backyard now, so there's not pavement everywhere.
So you don't have to go walk him in the rain, but
I was so lazy last night to untie because all the company has been in town. We've been doing all these corporate meetings and stuff, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to clean it up. I slept in mud pillows last night. I mean, I just slept in mud. I was like a pig in mud last night. So, I mean, that's what I did. And
you gave up on life.
I gave up. It's on my Snapchat if you want to see it. Bobby Bones Show. By the way, as we get closer, today's Friday, so Sunday more football. You got the Patriots and the Steelers. And on the other side, Amy, you have?
The Broncos?
No.
I don't.
The Falcons?
The Falcons and the
Packers.
Okay,
cool.
Okay, yeah, Green Bay.
Eddie had made a bet that the Cowboys were going to be in the Super Bowl, and he still hasn't paid the bet. Eddie's our video producer.
Yeah. Wow.
And he said it'd be fair if every day he didn't pay that we used Amy's police taser on him.
You forgot it, right, Amy?
Eddie, I cannot believe it.
Well, no, I've let you have a few grace days.
Oh, I was wondering why you haven't asked for the money. I was like, this is kind of cool.
I'm not just anxious to go tasing people,
uh-huh.
But I do believe if you have to set rules, you have to keep rules.
Yeah.
Just in general.
I get that, yeah.
So I'm asking you, should I tase you?
Should you tase me if I don't have
the money? If you don't have, do you have the money?
Well, check it out.
Okay.
I have the money.
Perfect. Put it in my
hand. Not all of it.
No.
Hold on. I have $80, dude. That's all I could get right now.
This is not rent to own, buddy.
My wife said that I can get more out.
But you had a whole week.
80 right here in your hands.
You know what? I'm going to go to the judges here. Lunchbox. That's taser.
This is more than...
I'm getting my taser out of my holster.
Okay, go ahead. Lunchbox.
Look, the
it's
bet
$80.
Yeah, I see that's 80, but what was the bet?
100.
Exactly. Yeah. You didn't pay.
Okay. Amy? Amy wants to take...
Amy was shocked.
I've got to do what I have to do. I'm sorry.
Amy, it's $80. I'm going to have the 20. Like,
but you
careful,
didn't...
Careful, it's on.
You didn't, you
and
didn't
I just
have
taste
it
my nose.
Every day. No. So I'm going to need you to come over here.
It's 20 a day, dude.
Here's
the
taste.
Yeah, well, it's been 5 days.
Here.
No! Come on!
It hurts me worse than it hurts you. It does. It does.
That's my line.
It does. It hurts me worse than it hurts you. Eddie, I need you to come on over.
No!
And just take it because...
Just take it
you
like
don't,
a man.
You don't have it.
Dude, it's $20 is all I owe you. That's it.
But yeah. Now you owe him $100.
Somebody lend me $20 quick.
Can I somebody. Lend him the money?
No, it's too late. Okay, Eddie, are you ready?
Yeah, Nadia, you owe me $20, right?
No, I don't.
If anything, I think, Eddie, you owe Nadia $40.
Come on, no, you
take 80.
Yeah, take the 80, please.
And maybe why don't you take 80? Megan, bring the 100.
No.
Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Okay, turn around.
What do you mean turn around? Why? Why turn around?
Remember how this works. I say, prisoner. I say, prisoner, are you trying to escape?
And I say, no, I'm not.
And then I say, yes, you are. And you
I say, no, I'm not.
And then I tase you anyway. Okay?
No.
Are you ready?
No. Where are you going to tase me?
On your, like,
arm.
Like nipple.
No.
No, do the arm.
Ready. I have a taser on my hand. Here we go.
And action.
Prisoner, are you trying to escape?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Ow.
Take your 80 back.
It smells like fire.
Monday. I hate to do that to you. I hate it. Ow, it hurts me. It hurts me.
Dude, hurt you more than hurts him, right?
I need all of it by Monday or you get two tases.
And none of you guys could spot me 20? Thanks.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works, Eddie. I'm sorry, bud.
Because we don't have the power to tase you if we don't get our 20 back.
You good? We still friends?
I do. I have yes. a taser.
We still friends?
What are you, $20?
$100.
Damn, dude, that hurt. Hanging out with
the Bobby Bones Show. I was reading this about strange pet peeves. Now, a lot of us have normal pet peeves, but like odd ones. For example, one person was like, man, when people touch their teeth to a fork or a spoon and you hear it, like it really just makes them feel crazy. Another one was like, I can't stand inflatable Christmas lawn decorations.
Oh.
And so it was this whole list. Here's another one. Finger marks on windows and door handles. So that's one. What's your weird pet peeve where most people will be like, nah, that doesn't bother me, but this does.
For sure, if you're eating soup and someone takes the spoon and then they put it up their mouth and they go, that.
I cannot. Eat soup.
No.
So you're saying dump it in if you're going that.
Just like put it in your mouth and like take the spoon and don't make the, you know, like if it's hot and they're like trying to.
Does slurping bother you with a cup? Like if I'm drinking and there's ice and I'm.
Not as much as this soup situation. Yeah. No. And oh, man. Dad, I love you, but my dad doesn't.
Oh, this is why. Yeah, just lay on the couch.
You,
time
dad,
for therapy.
But it's like soup, and he's like, or if he's, I picture him over the stove, like testing out something he's making, and he's like, and I'm like, oh, can I handle that noise? I cannot handle it. I can't.
Lunchbox, your weird pet peeve
is when you go into a business and they have two doors, it's a double door, and they lock one half of the door. Like, why do they do that? Like, it is so annoying. And I don't know if they do that to make you look stupid because you pull on it and it's not open. Or you're when you're leaving, you go to one side and you push and it's locked. If you have double doors, leave them both unlocked.
I would assume it's because they don't go back together. They don't fold back perfectly. One goes and the other goes. And so to avoid the door, this is
but that's
my
how
assumption.
They lock them at night is they're side by side.
They lock them, but one has to close first and the other closes second. And so if people pull the wrong door, you're always going to have one just sitting on the other. That's my assumption. But again, I seem to always pull the wrong door too.
Always.
Yeah. So I get it, but I think that's probably why.
And then sometimes they put a sign on it, please use other door. Well, if you have two doors, don't put that sign up there. Just unlock it. You're so annoying.
Speaking of doors, saw three doors down yesterday.
Here without you.
They were playing, yeah, at the inaugural concert.
Oh, the concert.
Yeah, how about that? Mine is, you can pick one of the many word ones. It's you can go literal or figurative,
oh, yeah,
but I think people you have that one more than just me.
110%.
That's the one that it melts me on the inside. You can't possibly go anything more than 100%. That's full.
You also hate when people are like, you can write it any better. That's, Bobby that, always has to say, well, actually, I
that's
could.
The one though. So figurative, literal, not so much. 100% plus people have that one. You can't write it any better. Yeah, you always can write it better. Talking about the weirdest pet peeves, Amy has a thing with soup. Lunchbox hates the double doors. I don't like it whenever people are like, you can't write it any better. And so Hannah is on in Georgia. Hi, Hannah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What do you have? Weird pet peeves.
My biggest pet peeve in the world is when people are walking in flip-flops and they slap them on the bottom of their foot.
That's hard not to do, though, Hannah. Like,
I mean, I think I'm probably a slapper. I don't do it on purpose. Like flip flops, I feel like they're meant to be slapped.
But they slap them really hard.
Eddie, yes.
Everyone's a slapper.
You must hate all flip flops, Hannah. You're just a flip flop hater.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. See, everybody has these weird things. We need to talk them out. Holly, Virginia Beach.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Your weird pet peeve.
I cannot stand hearing people breathe.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The thing that keeps us alive, all of us, you can't stand to hear it?
Okay, like when you're eating, someone takes a bite, and then you hear them, they're like, no, I don't want to hear you breathe. Eat your food. Keep your mouth closed.
That's funny. I'm not bothered by that, but again, you guys aren't bothered by mine. Mm-hmm. Holly, thank you very much. I will try to breathe less loudly around people because I didn't know this was a thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because of you. How about this? Jason in Tulsa. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, man. Thanks for calling. Your weird pet peeve.
I cannot handle seeing a woman's feet up on a dash and just knowing that her back of her heels are just scraping into the dirt or whatever else is on the dash.
Okay, hold on. What about a guy? Yeah.
But no. Well, luckily, I've never had a guy put his feet on my dash, but, girls dating or my wife or whatever, I cannot handle that at all. So yeah.
This sounds like something you're just annoyed at your wife with. Like, let's...
I told her when we married, her feet could never go on my dash.
Oh, so it's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's a his wife thing, I think, more than a people thing. But, Jason, I appreciate that. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah. Hey, Kyle in Florida, you're on the Bobby Bones Show.
How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm surprised at all these weird pet peeves. You're up.
My biggest pet peeve is people clapping at the end of movies.
That's weird for me. I don't know that it bothers me, but I'm always a little like, this isn't real. Like,
well, but what if it is a true story?
And it's usually not.
Because, most of the time at the end of, Lone Survivor, I remember in Lone Survivor, everybody clapped.
They showed real footage, though, of Lone Survivor when the actual cops were driving when that happened. That's different. And you can't compare all movies to Lone Survivor. At the end of Rocky, Creed.
Yeah.
By the way, not real. Everybody got up and clapped. And I was like, this thing was done years ago. If it's a bad... I'm kind of with you, Kyle, a little bit.
Yeah. I went on to Disney, and at the end of a Disney ride, they were clapping as well there, too.
Listen, I've been on an airplane, and we hit such hard turbulence that people clapped when it landed because we were in a storm, and I clapped because I was like, I'm happy to be alive. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Every time I'm on a flight from Miami to Haiti to go see my kids, when we land, every Haitian on the plane puts their hands up in the air like you do at church, and they start saying, Merci, Jay-Z. Thank you, Jesus. Every time we land. Every Haitian.
Jesus is Jay-Z in French.
Jay-Z? Yeah. Yeah, Jay-Z.
Awesome. Wow. In a minute, and because we've had a lot of corporate people in town, and it's kind of a showcase, like all of the country music artists come together and play for all the national radio people. And so there was one artist that played one song, and I probably had 9 text messages about how it made him cry. And they weren't together. And I'll let you guys take guesses if you want. You can guess now if you want. But I said 7, 8. I have 9 text messages from 9 different people that were sitting there that either said they cried or they wanted to cry. And they were dudes, which meant they cried. Hmm. Most guys, when they say, well, I wanted to cry, they secretly cried. Any guesses as to what song?
I'll guess one.
Yeah.
It's Holding Her.
By Chris Jansen?
Yeah.
Quality guess. Anything else?
I don't know what he played, but I'm guessing Chris Jansen.
Man. Okay. Lunch, any guess?
I'll go with Chris Jansen because you guys obviously know something.
No?
I didn't get a text message about anything, but I did hear people talking about how he blew the room away, but I don't know if he blew them away emotionally or were they on their feet dancing and clapping.
I'll tell you coming up in a minute. What song made people that are just jaded and hear music all the time cry?
Wow. Okay.
There's this new invention. It's called Lovatics Kissinger. And so you take it and you put it on the bottom of your iPhone. You plug it into a little hole and you kiss it. And it's kind of like Silly Putty. Okay, but it bounces back. And the person who has the other phone, like FaceTime, it's like a FaceTime kiss, gets that exact impression on theirs. So it's like as close to possible as sharing a kiss long distance as you can. It's a silicone mouthpiece. It basically allows you to kiss your partner anywhere in the world. So again, it connects to your phone and it matches your partner's lip movements.
I can't decide if I think this is totally lame or awesome.
I know. It's either totally weird or totally awesome. But imagine, though, that you don't see your person forever. Or imagine your husband or your wife is deployed.
Yeah. Which
it's not their real lips, but it's like the closest thing to. What do you think? Creepy or cool, Amy?
Right now, I'm going to say creepy, but I might buy it. I don't know. How much is it? Does it say?
It doesn't say. Oh, okay. I'm sure right now it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Just because it's new. Lunchbox?
Creepy. Yeah. Just no need for that. Just wait till you see him.
I'm going to go with cool because there's no one else who does anything like this.
Oh. Well.
It's the closest thing to touch that you can have without it actually happening.
Okay.
I'm not trying it with you. I don't have one. more younger people are going to plastic surgeons for ear plastic surgery. Why?
Well, pin their ears back?
No, because everybody got so many piercings.
Oh, they're getting all the time sewn up?
That they're all getting them fixed. And
so you have to rip them and sew them back up?
Well, that's if you gauge them.
Okay.
Like gauged ears, you have to do that because they grow so much. But yeah, people are getting so many piercings in them just all the way through. They're having to go back for surgeries all the time.
Wow, I have to do that surgery, but I've just never done it. Yeah, because I have a huge hole in my ear because in seventh grade, I was in the cafeteria line waiting to get food. And my earring got caught in the girl's hair.
Oh, don't
in front
do it. I almost can't take this.
Okay, well, that's what happened, and it ripped. And so,
I said, don't do it. She did it.
I can't wear little studs. And you know how I realized I couldn't wear little studs? For a long time, I didn't realize how big the hole was.
Yeah.
And then one day, the stud with the back of the earring, the whole earring fell and landed in my lap while I was driving. And I was like, how did that happen? How is that possible? But the whole earring just went through my hole.
Is that surgeryable, though? Like, does that really change your life?
I think what I have to do is. Yes, because I can't wear certain earrings. So I think what they have to do is cut it, sew it back up, and then I go get it re-pierced.
Well.
But that just seems like a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot of waste of money, too.
Right. I'm like, I guess I just won't wear earrings.
And you have long hair.
I know, but.
That's why I'm going to grow my hair out. Cover my ears.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I would never hit out anybody for plastic surgery. My teeth are here. These aren't real. I got my teeth fixed. They're all messed up.
Oh, you said you never hate on
no,
anybody.
No, I would never hate on
anybody.
Oh, I think
you said
I'd
never
surgery.
Hit up anybody for it. I'm like.
I would. Yeah. Listen, back in the day, I was really insecure about my chest. And back in the day, it was like yesterday. But, you know, The Rock got chest implants.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to now. Listen, it's over. That time of my life's over where I'm trying to like.
You think it's too late?
Yeah, it's too late for me to consider chest implants.
Yeah.
But The Rock got them. And The Rock's like the coolest guy in the world.
You did used to want them.
I was just really embarrassed. Like yesterday when I was doing yoga, I was the only guy not to have a shirt off. And there were four guys in a class. There's never that many. Everybody had their shirts off. And I was like, I ain't taking my shirt off.
I bet when you leave a hot yoga class, you can just wring that
shirt
out full of
water. It's like I've been at the beach and the towel's soaked. But it's not comfortable. I don't like people judging my little bird.
Welcome to.
I feel like they're like squawk squawk. Look at squawk squawk. Who just walked in? I like to just stand under their breath when I walk in. I get on iHeartRadio, and later on in the day, I'll flip around on iHeartRadio. And the cool thing about this iHeartRadio All Access is that you can save songs when they're played, and so I now save songs, and you can listen to songs offline too. For example, I was listening to our alternative station in Los Angeles called Alt. This is Kings of Leon, Walls, and I saved this to my iHeartRadio.
When the walls come down. When the walls come down.
And I was like, that's a cool song. So, boop, All Access, saved it right to my phone.
When the walls come down.
And that's a really good song.
When the walls come down.
I was listening to a classic rock station. They played some of the Eagles. One of the guys, the Eagles, died about a year ago. Save this one.
Tell you why. No, baby, I can't tell you why.
And then I was listening to the pop station, and this is from the Vamps called All Night.
I've been up all night, no sleep, cause I feel
I run to this.
Like,
but that's the thing, iHeartRadio, All Access, you can just save songs whenever they're on the radio. Somebody running fast. Look at me go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
With all these guys from our company being in town that run radio stations all over the country, a lot of these guys are my friends, and they go and they watch artists play. And I got nine. I did count them texts of adult men saying either cried or almost cried when I saw this performance. Now, you guys all guessed Chris Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a song? Is it Holding Her? Okay, now that was a good guess because that is a really good song. It's also the right answer because Chris Jansen got up and all these dudes were like, okay, like I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. So I'm going to play it for you now. This is just the song they're talking about. This is Chris Jansen holding her.
Well, I woke up in places that I couldn't remember. Who's lying next to me? Or even how I got there.
Bones. Definitely a rich person problem. But they bought this painting, and it was an $840,000 painting. It was a 16th century masterpiece.
Oh.
And they found out it was fake because the type of paint that they used wasn't even invented then. It was like,
oh, what?
It was like a recent paint.
Oh. So what do? They get their money back?
I don't think so. I think you just kind of, you probably buy some sort of insurance. Listen, I don't know. When you have that kind of, I don't know about people with that kind of money.
Yeah.
But I would assume if you're spending that kind of money, there's some kind of research or insurance that you have.
Wow.
Right.
That's just a bummer. I would just try to forget about it. I'd be like, yeah, this is a painting. It's really old.
You just hold. Yeah, but it's Brothers Osborne. Here's a clip of them. They were playing Goodbye Earl at their show in town. They did a sold out show in Nashville.
Cool.
Yeah. That's live audio, but that's a really cool cover for them to do. Jam. So a newly married couple, listen to this. They get together and they give lottery tickets to each other for Christmas, and one of them hit $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so they both got $1 million.
Now, yeah. They're in Wisconsin. The State Lottery Association says, yep. Boom. What is a drawing? You know, you buy the lottery ticket and they draw there, and they were drawn.
Gotcha.
And so, yep, they get lottery tickets for Christmas and they won $1 million. Are you still buying lottery tickets regularly?
All the time, every paycheck, $150.
Oh, you've gone.
Whoa,
I forgot,
you've gone.
You went up.
Hey, you got to step up your game. Okay,
somebody
you tell
got
me.
A raise.
Here's the thing. No, I don't tell you.
You tell me you have to step up your game.
That has nothing to do with buying lottery tickets.
It doesn't mean waste more money.
It means
on
maybe
such things.
You want to do more things. Meaning, Amy's doing a thing with Nashville, the TV show. Now.
Yeah.
You know, I do stuff, stand-up comedy, I'm getting, books. And you're like, why can't I do stuff? And I'm like, well, you have to get out there.
Yeah.
And that's not buying. That's not the same thing.
How he took
That's what in your head registered as I should buy more lottery tickets?
Well, you said step up your game. And so I was like, well, that's one thing that I do regularly. And so I got to improve on it. And so I spend more money.
So you don't have any sort of savings, or you don't have any sort of retirement, but you buy it.
No, I do have savings. You say that. You discount my change like it's not savings. Like that is sitting there and it is piling up day after day, week after week, year after year.
You don't have an account, though, that's like, this is our savings account for when my wife and I get older.
Correct.
She's so just smart. I'm surprised she doesn't make you, or maybe she has one.
I feel like she has stuff
going on. She probably
has
something hidden and you don't even know.
Hey, I'm smart.
I'm not saying you're not smart in some ways.
Thank you.
We all have our weaknesses. For you, that's your retirement fund. You pick up change and you put it in a bucket.
Absolutely.
And then your idea of investing is the lottery.
And you make a good living.
I'm doing okay right now.
You're a two-income family with no kids.
Yeah.
And you're not saving any of it, really.
Well, I mean, I don't know what she does with her money. She got her money.
And that's weird, too. Yeah, she doesn't hear the show and go, really, how much do you make, Lunchbox? Your wife has no idea.
She has no idea. She doesn't ask me.
Would you tell her?
I don't know.
Would you, if you were to say you're not going to be honest, because you probably won't, would you go higher or lower?
Oh, definitely higher. Impress her more.
Wait, you would lie high?
Yeah, impress her.
Then she's going to want to spin
then she's
more.
Like, we can go on bigger trips. Oh, no. So if you want to see the inauguration today and you're at work and you can't get near a TV, there's a link to the live video stream up at bobbybones.com. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. Central. So wherever you are, you can do the math according to that. And the inauguration starts an hour after that. I'm such a nerd. I was watching a really interesting piece last night about the transition of power from one president to the other, and how after the second to third president happened, like they didn't know if there was going to be a war or not, because a whole different party won. And our country is so awesome because regardless of who you voted for, they peacefully transition from one to the other. It's like, I lay down my power, your turn to come in.
Right.
And like, basically, we're really the only country that does it. Regardless if you love or hate, we're the only country that throughout the entire, since, you know, 1700s, has been like peaceful transition of power, party to party, regardless. And so if you don't watch it today, my point is, and you can't get to a TV and you want to fake it and put a screen up and pull it down and watch the inauguration, you can at bobbybones.com. There's a live stream. A lot of the stations will have live streams up too. So you'll
the
be able to.
And
every
power.
TV channel is going to have it on. But I just know people at work probably can't get to a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
So they can be working.
It's
but also
like
watching.
During the March Madness. You can have one of those fake spreadsheets, and then you hit it, and then all of a sudden you're watching games, and the boss comes back. It's like, boom, you pull up the spreadsheet again.
And you start like just saying random things like a nine and.
Yeah, if we go
10,
to.
A, if we go to.
March,
yeah.
March 32nd, we can do that.
Yeah.
Inauguration up today, bobbybones.com. All of that, if you want to watch it, it's right there for you to be able to tune in and from your phone or your computer.
Mr. Bobby.
Eddie, our video producer's son, is turning 9 this weekend.
I cannot believe it.
That man, I'm telling you, it feels like, and I know it's cliche to say yesterday, I mean, it just feels like the other day where you were like, I'm about to have a kid.
You've known him since before his birth. Like, it's crazy.
Eddie walks up, I was like, hey, dude, Eddie and I did television together before we did the show. And so Eddie was my TV producer.
Did I have a weird look in my face when I walked in that
It
day?
Was more of a stunned look. And I was stunned too because I was like, you were about to be a dad?
Totally. I wasn't ready to be a dad. Like, I just, my mind wasn't there. Like, I just wasn't there. And so it was a shock for sure.
So what are you guys doing for the 9th birthday?
We're going to take him to a bouncy place that he likes to go to. It's like a trampoline park. And that's what he likes to do, and it's themed, and we got a cake and balloons and everything.
Piece of advice?
Uh-oh.
As an adult, stay off the trampolines.
Oh, I can't. He wants me to go in there. I have to jump.
The thing is, you can go a little bit, but if you try to jump, for example, Lunchbox's wife, she fell, and her ankle was as big as my head. Uh-oh. I know more adults to get hurt in these things because they're not meant for big adults. We don't fall like kids do. Lunchbox's wife's leg it basically exploded.
I mean, she was 4 jumps in, and she landed wrong, and we had to leave, and I had just paid, and I didn't get but 4 jumps.
Like, that made me so mad.
And I looked at her, and she was down, and I was just like, is she being serious? And she was being serious. Her ankle was really bad, but we didn't even get our money back either. We just had to go.
Why are you worried about that?
Aside from the money thing, it was the biggest ankle I've ever seen in my life.
It was disgusting.
Just, as an adult, be careful. The kids are going to have fun and love it. And happy birthday to him. That's awesome. He's 9.
I'll tell him.
And I never thought that you would be a dad.
Yeah.
Much less, just because I guess you're just, when you're younger, you're an idiot.
I was so dumb. I had no idea what I was doing. Now, I love this. Like, this is my life, and I love it so much. And I'm so happy for him, and I can't believe he's 9 years old.
Happy birthday.
That's cool.
Tell that Eddie Jr.
I'll tell him.
Happy birthday. He's a chip off the old block.
Oh, yeah. My boy.
They both look just like you.
I know. They're mine. For sure.
But your wife is so blonde.
Right.
Is the Hispanic gene dominant?
Oh, yeah. Good luck taking over that one.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out with the Bobby
Bones Show. I have serious things that I'm really passionate about, you know, St. Jude, animals. But then I have like C-list causes that are kind of trivial. But I'm like, yeah, I've got my new one. I think my new C-list causes that Carrie Underwood's Entertainer of the Year this year for ACMs and CMAs. If somebody doesn't step out there, she's too nice to step out and go, let me do it.
Okay. I mean, that's a legit cause to get behind.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not serious. Like, there are a lot of causes. And I have things that are like, I'm on the board of Musicians on Call. I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am now the head of the board of Carrie Underwood for Entertainer of the Year this year. If you guys want to join, it's fine. But listen, is Luke deserving? Is Garth deserving? Is church deserving? Yeah. But I'm now leader of this board of the Carrie for Entertainer of the Year. ACMs coming up, CMAs. So that's my cause right now.
Wow.
We'll call these our C-list causes. Come on. Okay, that's my cause. You're all allowed one C-list cause right now. Amy, it can be as trivial as can be. What's your C-list cause?
C-list cause, the microwave walkout.
Oh, like, my goodness.
There's a lot of people that, you know, don't have microwaves in their home, but they go to work and then they're exposed to it. And they petitioned to get the microwaves out of the workplace, and the workplace isn't really doing it, so... Walk out.
You want to... Right, let me get this straight. I want to make sure we have all this down.
Wow. We have to schedule the exact walkout.
Okay, hold on. You want people at their jobs... to leave because they're upset that their job has a microwave.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it could be a nationwide
guys,
walkout.
Pick one.
At the same
you can get Amy's board or mine.
I'm going to
get the carry board. Okay.
Yeah. 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Oh, no.
No? Oh, no microwave walkout?
Hilarious, yes. But
hey, C-list cause. You do you, I'll do me.
I'm in. Well, sort of. I'm in with you having your own ideas. Lunchbox.
My C-list cause is very important, and a lot of people are going to support this. Companies will be required to give time off to employees if they get cast on a reality show, no matter what.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. And not only that, it's paid time off.
Oh, so it's like a reality show clause.
Yeah, reality show clause.
So you get paid leave if you get cast on a reality
yep,
show.
If you want to go on Survivor and you get cast, your company has to keep your job for you, and you can go do Survivor. If you want to be on Amazing Race, if you want to be on 16 and Pregnant, you know, and you have a job, they can't kick you off.
Eddie.
All right, mine's going to be an amendment to one that already exists, which is X the text. Not only while you're driving, X the text while you're having a conversation with someone. If you are talking to someone, do not answer a text message. It's so rude, and people don't like it.
We will never talk again.
Yeah.
Especially me.
Okay, so we all have our second, thirdary causes.
That's really low.
If people want to donate, they can go.
No! Come on! That's Amy's gonna get people fired. Five things you may have missed on the show this week. Number one, we announced the lineup for our iHeart Country Festival. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. People like Jason Aldean. When lights come on, everybody screaming. Little Big Town. Dirks. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Rascal Flatts. It's a little too loud on the highway. And a whole lot more in Austin May 6th, but tickets tomorrow at 10 Central. So do the math and come to Austin. It's going to be the biggest country show of the year. Also this week, Amy shared her top tips from listeners because Amy's about to be a mom to a 6 and a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And that happens in March, April-ish. You can go to bobbybones.com and see that list. Lady Antebellum stopped by, and we debuted their new song. We're all premiered it. And they played Closer by the Chainsmokers. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. But that tattoo on your shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner. So that's up at bobbybones.com. And also this week, you could have missed Craig Campbell. He came by and performed Outskirts of Heaven on a really tiny guitar, and it was really good.
Lord, when I die, I want to live on the outskirts of heaven.
It was so good. Go watch it at bobbybones.com. Like, moving good. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. You do plan to play it cool Saturday, right?
Totally cool.
Oh, boy.
Like, cool Amy's as a cucumber.
Oh, boy. Amy's going to see Dierks Bentley on Saturday.
Yeah.
And she's a fan.
It's just like, basically like a Saturday. Any old day. Got a new girl. Right?
Why are you pushing your hair back? Like right now, do you guys see her?
Yes.
It's like you're on a first date.
I'm not doing anything. It's fine. I promise I will be cool. I'm not going to embarrass you. It's fine. I've hung out with him plenty.
Why are you blushing?
I don't know. Am I?
Yeah.
And I don't think he's worried about you embarrassing Bobby.
Oh,
he's
I don't not, care.
He's
yeah.
worried about you embarrassing yourself.
You just come
in. Yeah, I do that.
And you're like, I was so dumb. Why did I do that?
I know. I've done that before a lot.
yeah. I may come out and go with you, too.
Oh, you feel like you need to come babysit me?
No, it's just I would like to go.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good. It's Dierks.
John Party.
And Cole
Swindell.
John Party is so good.
So good.
It's so good.
Because it got a little dirt on me.
Here you go, an inauguration fact.
Okay.
John Quincy Adams in 1825 was the first president to wear long pants at his inauguration.
What are the other people wearing? Shorts?
Presidential knee breeches.
Ah, oh, with the socks.
The presidential knee breeches. I wish that would kind of come back.
Those are nice. So the socks go up and they got the shoes with the
like
buckle
capris.
On it.
Like capris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or like a jockey on a horse.
Sam Hunt's just taking it back to 1825 style. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I have a little, you know, short capri kind of pants too.
Yeah.
But when you're as good looking as Sam, you can wear whatever you want. Sam could go out in, what are those, Scott? A kilt?
Oh, yeah.
People be like,
Dang, we should do that.
Next thing you know, like, all
everybody's
these guys
wearing
kilts.
Like, everybody in country music is wearing kilts now.
Yeah.
It's the new thing. So, by the way, if you go to our website, bobbybones.com, I think in the next 10, 15 minutes or so, you'll be able to watch the live stream of full inauguration coverage. We were watching a minute ago President Obama's last time to leave the Oval Office.
Yeah, he was leaving a letter for, you know, incoming President Trump.
They were creeping in the window, which was weird. It wasn't like a shot of in what? The office. It looked like a peeping Tom watching the president as he was walking out.
Obama's having this like really special moment, his last time in the Oval Office, and then you got this like camera in the bushes.
Yeah, and it's like, this doesn't feel right. Lunchbox is going to Chris Rock tonight.
Tonight.
So Chris Rock is getting ready to do a bunch of Netflix shows. He's got to go on a big tour, but to work out material, he does lots of shows in like comedy clubs. That's what he does. He just goes and works material. And so Lunchbox is going tonight. He's doing
That's
two shows
cool.
tonight. So he's doing four shows in 2 days.
That's so cool.
So awesome. The wife, I asked her, hey, do you want to go to this? And she said, no. And I was like, oh, I was all disappointed. But she secretly wanted to and got online and bought tickets. It surprised me. So can't wait.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Ooh.
If you had extra time in the day, let's say one extra time in the day, uh-huh. what would you do with it? Mm. One hour of extra time.
So many things.
I mean, for me, it's easy. I'll take a nap.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Exactly. Sleep or take a bath.
I get extra 60 seconds, nap.
Yeah.
Okay, stop hitting the table, Bobby. I have to tell myself that because when I get passionate, I start pounding things. And so
you do. You're
I
like
do. That. I start just nailing things.
I would take a really long bath.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you listen to music when you take a bath?
No. Mm. I read a book or I just...
You read a book? I feel like I would drop it and then my book's wasted.
Sometimes that happens.
You've dropped books in the bath?
Yeah.
You act like you've done it regularly.
Or I just sink down and do nothing.
Bobbybones.com if you want to check the live feed. So the weekend's going to be fun. Eddie has a 9-year-old. Man, he'll be 9 Saturday?
He'll be 9 Sunday. His party's on Saturday.
So do you have to have two parties then, like a big one and then a small one on Sunday?
No.
Because it's still his birthday?
It's more like a party and then dinner on Sunday. Because the family's coming into town.
Like your parents?
My parents, my wife's parents.
Well, where does everybody stay?
They have hotels. Well, my mom and sister will stay at my house.
Okay, is that a source of contention where her family's not staying at your house?
No, we kind of trade off. Like if somebody comes in, you know, a little earlier or whatever, they can stay. And then when they all come in, everyone has to go kind of thing. But we trade off. You know, sometimes her parents stay there.
Is it a good, because it seems as though, and you've been married 10 years, 11 years?
11 years.
Okay. Was it always as compromising with the parents?
It was like you would do it because you knew you had to do it, but there was always there was always something hidden where, like, I'd be a little upset at something that my wife did or vice versa.
Is that gone now?
Yeah. Now we just communicate it and be like, let's just do that. Who cares?
So you have two kids. The oldest is turning 9.
Yeah.
You're having a trampoline birthday party tomorrow.
Yes.
This is just our lives. Like, as you look at this weekend, this is kind of our lives in a nutshell. Like, Amy's going to watch her favorite artist of all time currently, Dierks Bentley. Artist, human, man, except for her husband, you know.
What? You make it sound so... I'm just going to a concert.
No, he nailed it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, does anyone disagree with that?
No, nope, you're right.
Like, Amy loves Dierks Bentley.
He's talented.
Yeah, he's very talented. Yeah. Eddie's a dad with two kids. Amy loves Dierks, so she's going to go watch Dierks. I'm going to go do a stand-up comedy show in Tuscaloosa tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I do.
You love making people laugh.
On the weekends, I go work.
Yes, on the weekdays you work.
On the here's the difference. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I work.
Yeah.
But then Saturday, Sunday, I work. So, Dierks,
yep.
I'll be in Tuscaloosa tonight. Lunchbox and his wife are going to a comedy show tonight.
Yeah, we're going to Chris Rock, and then we'll be going to Dierks tomorrow night.
Oh, you going to?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm treating her to a nice weekend.
Wait, you didn't buy those tickets.
Hey, but I'm taking her to Dierks.
I guess it is your job, and your job did give you tickets.
Right.
So on the back, did you tell her you bought the tickets?
I told her I got her tickets to Dierks.
Well, I still haven't seen my Dierks ticket. I really honestly don't know how I'm getting in yet, but it's fine.
I'm telling you, he texted me and said Amy's covered. So just take your phone and show them the text that I sent you saying that Dierks texted me, and they'll let you right in.
I just knock on the door at the arena.
The guy on the front's going to try to scan your phone.
I'm like, it's a text message from Bobby. It doesn't work.
And look, he promises that Dierks texted him and said I could get in. And then show him a picture of you and Dierks together, like from the show.
Okay.
And they'll let you right in. That works as a backstage pass, too.
Does it?
Yeah.
I have fall access?
Yeah. You want to get on stage and sing a song? Just show them that picture.
Okay. I'm trying to keep things not awkward, but if that's what I got to do.
Speaking of Dierks, he plays our iHeart Country Festival. And that's in May. That's in Austin. Amy, relax. Relax.
Wow.
Just relax.
Wow.
That was for the whole festival.
No, it wasn't.
You, yes.
I said, guys, anytime I've said Little Big Town or Aldine or Darius, she went, yeah.
No.
No.
No. That is for, yes,
I said
for Dierks, all those.
And Amy went,
yeah.
No, he said, he goes, our iHeart Festival.
No.
Dierks.
Yeah.
I was just saying, mark your calendars May 6th. Buy your tickets this Saturday.
It's Dierks. I mean, iHeart Country Festival. So tickets go on sale tomorrow for that, and there's a ton. And Eddie and I are playing two of the Raging Idiots, and we have a big surprise.
Yes,
big, yeah, stop it!
Yeah,
we have a big surprise planned too. So it's the biggest country music show of the year, period, in the format. So I mean, I don't know about ever. We'll see.
Next year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I didn't even know I did that.
That's what I'm saying. Your body just does things when we talk about Dierks without you knowing.
I shouldn't go tomorrow.
She's going to be in the crowd not knowing. Yeah. Twitching. Do you have to get your 9-year-old Eddie another big present since Christmas was, I mean, it was.
Yes.
No.
3 weeks
not
ago.
Not a big present.
It's his birthday.
No.
It's his birthday.
No. It's too close. You tell him, like, if he wants a big present, we tell him, like, hey, you got a bike. Get something smaller.
You got a bike for it. But if his, to be fair, if his birthday were in June, he would get a big present.
Probably.
So he's being punished for when you and your wife conceived.
It's his fault.
No, it's not.
He came out at that time.
No, it's not his
fault.
That
was his decision.
Oh, man. All right. BobbyBones.com for the live stream. If you want to watch inauguration coverage, it does happen coming up in then just like the next 2 minutes or so. So that's up there, as well as a bunch of performances from the show this week, including Lady Antebellum and Craig Campbell doing Outskirts of Heaven. I'd like to make a statement in these times of prosperity and turbulence. Like to have all your attention, please. I'd like to say something here. As I have your attention for, I need 60 seconds of your time. I'd like to say a little something from the heart here right
okay.
now, okay? I just said no, that everybody's in a place. I'd like to say this. And this morning, you know, there's a little controversy. And because of that, I'd like to say that since Eddie Jr. is turning 9, he can have the $100.
What?
Whoa!
It's his birthday on Saturday. You owe me $100 for the cowboy bet.
Yeah.
I want to see...
Yeah,
video
you need proof.
Of what?
Of you giving it to mm-hmm. him. Because I don't want the cash. You owe it to me, you keep it, and you
goodness.
Give it to Eddie Jr. for his birthday. You tell him Uncle Bobby sent him $100. Don't, and it's not from
no,
you
wait,
either.
What?
It's not. Okay, you can give it to me and I'll give it back to him, or you can just say Uncle Bobby sent you a $100 gift.
Okay.
So, and I want there to be
you want
footage
proof.
Because you, Eddie, you will lie.
I will not lie. I just won't tell him certain things.
No, that's a lie. Say to me, I, Eddie,
promise that I,
on the 9th birthday of my eldest son,
on the 9th birthday of my son,
will give him the $100 that I owe you, Bobby.
Will give him the $100 that I owe Bobby.
And say it's from Uncle Bobby.
And I will say that it's from Uncle Bobby.
So help me.
No, come on.
Wow.
Right. So help me God.
So to make sure, keep saying God, you have to do it.
Oh, wow. I have to do it now.
Okay, there you go. Happy birthday to Eddie Jr. I don't even want the money. It wasn't about that.
Is that why you asked me if I was going to get him a big gift?
Yeah.
Now he's going to get a big gift.
If you weren't, Uncle Bobby was about to get him one.
Oh, my goodness.
And you let me know. And you said, I would go to the party. But I'll be gone.
I'm going to take him straight to the bank. Son,
No.
I'm going to deposit this for you.
At least half of it he gets to have for playtime. And half goes to the bank.
He's going
to
blow it all on games.
Great. That's what birthday's about.
$50 on games.
That's it. Eddie, he's
You're
9.
Crazy.
Uncle Bobby gave it to him. $50
oh,
can go into his bank account if he wants, but $50 I want him to blow. I want him to have the night of his life.
He's going
to
be a baller at his birthday.
Yes. That's what I want. But I need Monday. I need footage. Okay?
Boys, punches on me.
Punches all around, boys. That's funny. Okay, so we're good? We're all caught up?
I guess.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy birthday. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. We're not leaving. I'll be in Tuscaloosa tonight. If you guys want to come out and watch my Funny and Alone comedy show, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Appreciate you guys being here today. Hope your weekend's awesome. BobbyBones.com. If you want to watch things like Lady Antebellum perform the Chainsmokers yesterday, man, it was really good. And it's
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover there.
that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner. The mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
So watch that at BobbyBones.com. Amy, I guess you're going to Dirk's tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm in Tuscaloosa tonight doing a stand-up comedy show. And then we'll come back Monday. And you can listen to the whole show back. Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. And then if you want to go to Austin for the biggest country show of the year, tickets go on sale for IR Country Festival tomorrow at 10 a.m. Have a great weekend. Thank you for being a part of the show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.